Welcome back to Day Zero. I'm Chris Matthew. We're back to facilitate an escape from the Matrix, as well as bring you some of the juiciest man meat that the interwebs have to offer. Our hosts today are author and historian Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
Excellent.
We got host of Inside the Cube, X Cube 420. X Cubed, how are you today?
I am making it. I feel okay for the time being, at least.
Awesome. Great to be making it. Author and host of Macroaggressions, Charlie Robinson. Charlie, what's up, man?
I'm enjoying the calm before the insanity storm that's coming.
There's always an insanity storm brewing. Mm-hmm. Man, it's crazy. And last but not least, host of Raised by Giants and the best space daddy Jesus that you will find in the cosmic universe, Ryder Lee. Ryder, how you doing?
What's up, Chris? It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm ready to fuck shit up and have a lot of fun. Let's do it.
Awesome. Yes, let's do it indeed. Here at Day Zero, we come together with an army of arseholes to maybe make a difference, maybe bring some sunshine and rainbows, and sometimes a motherfucking space daddy into your lives. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Like I said before, I'm just a clown here for the commentary. Maybe bring a few smiles and some dick jokes here. But Charlie, kick us off today, my friend.
All right. Well, the story I brought was one that's found in Zero Hedge. And the headline is New York City restaurateurs business down 40 to 60% due to vaccine mandates. Now, I have some thoughts on this. Obviously, vaccine mandates are totally insane. And whoever is trying to push this forward is a maniac of the highest order. But I think it's interesting that that the public, the general public, is showing they're voting with their dollars, they're voting with their attention, and they're just deciding we're not participating in this horse shit. Now, I do feel really bad for the restaurant owners. However, this is how it's going to need to play out if anything's going to change. It's clear that they don't give a shit about the general public. We've established that. But New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio may care if all of the retail in his city goes out of business. I understand that is the plan, but he's going to have to deal with the people, not just the restaurant owners, but also the landlords too, because this isn't just, this isn't going away, and it's not going to get any better. What is happening is that people have just decided that they're not going to be a part of this. And if it's a choice between checking your papers, please, to go in a restaurant and eat, or just eating at home or getting some sort of delivery, they're going for that option instead. And I really can't blame them. When they start interviewing some of the guys in this article, talking to the restaurant owners, they're like, we've done everything these people have asked us to do. You know, last year we did the outside dining and the plexiglass, the tubes and all this shit, that anything that we thought we could do to comply with them, we did. And and if it didn't put us all out of business, we're just barely hanging in there. So they're hanging in there. The ones that survived are now being hit with this. They're talking about their business being down 50% to 60%. And they said that what it is, there's just not people coming into the restaurant. They have the fear of being asked for vaccines. I think he means vaccine, asked about their vaccines. But so the only way this is going to change is if the landlords, which may be large corporations that own a lot of these buildings, or even if they're smaller landlords, they're going to be the ones that have to stand up for this, because what's going to happen if we just run this thing out maybe 12 months is that all these restaurants will go out of business. You can't run a restaurant with 60% of your customers refusing to come in or not being allowed to come in. Hell, they may want to come in. You could spend money on advertising and do all the right things and have great Yelp reviews and build great relationships with your customers, and still 60%, 6 out of every 10 of them won't be allowed to come in, either because they don't qualify, because they're not fully vaccinated, or they refuse to participate. So it's going to clear the way. I know we've talked about this on this show before and on all of our other shows about the Build Back Better component to this. And in the name itself, it implies that everything has to be destroyed, because otherwise it would be Build Better. And since it's Build Back Better, the implication is that there used to be something there. It's no longer there. So you have to build it back better than it was before. So they're clearing the way to get rid of all of these small businesses. We watched it happen over 2020, and now the extension of it is heading into the fall, and it's going to be a bloodbath in the restaurant industry.
Now, is it the restaurant booth like a safe place where you can't get COVID and you're free from all diseases? Can't they figure out something to where just build a big restaurant booth? The science says everybody's safe.
They should build it out of hijackers' passports.
Yeah, you eat outside in a tent. That's what you do. That's outdoor dining. That's how you get past that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I guess technically you could sit outdoors and eat inside a tent, and that wouldn't be considered indoor dining. Therefore, you wouldn't have to show your passport. Is that correct?
And that's what they're saying. They're saying that some of the people, they're saying, show us your papers to come inside and eat. And the people are like, I'm not doing that. And they say, we've got outside dining. You can just go to the outside dining. Are you okay with that? And some of the people are like, yeah, I'm fine. Okay, whatever. But other people are going, no, I'm not okay with that. I want to eat inside your place. I don't want to sit outside in the street where you guys have like reconfigured things and expanded into some sidewalk with a bunch of people walking. But that's not what I'm paying for. I'm paying to be in the restaurant. So, you know, the restaurants are in a tough spot here, because like they can get shut down. I mean, look, they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to get shut down one way or the other. It's either going to be by the customers not showing up and them not having any money left, or they're going to get shut down by the city. But there's one way out. And that is if all of these people, all of these restaurant owners, all of these landlords, they collectively come together and they say, we're not doing it. Take us all to prison. Fine us all. We'll see you in court. We'll tie up the legal system in New York City with so many lawsuits that you'll never get any of this stuff processed. So there's a way to do it. And if they are successful in that, that will be contagious. So this is a really pivotal time, because the vaccine passport idea, you know, it started in these like hardcore blue places like New York City. If it succeeds, it'll spread everywhere. If it fails, that failure will spread everywhere as well. So it's really kind of up to New York City. They're going to be the ones that are going to determine whether or not this is implemented in a real way. And if they're able to fight back and break de Blasio and his band of maniacs will by just refusing to comply en masse, then that will then be what sort of gives hope to everyone else, people in Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and LA, because you know it's coming to all those places. They're all going to do the vaccine passports as well. And they're going to be looking at New York City. They're going to say, do we fight back or do we just cave? You know, so it's a really important situation.
Here's the thing too, Charlie, is it's not just going to be with the restaurant industry. It's going to be everything. Take that analogy that you made with the restaurant industry and apply it to all of it. Whenever if this vaccine mandate actually does go through and they figured out a way to enforce it, which I think that they're going to shift from the paper cards, the paper freaking vaccine cards, because people can lose those, they can get damaged, and then they're going to be like, oh well, how can you prove that you've been vaccinated? They're going to do either a debit card type plastic thing, or they're going to do a wristband, right? And whenever this whole fucking mandate thing happens, there's going to be a split. Like right now, 90% of the people that aren't employed, that don't have a job, have been vaccinated, right? I'm just throwing that out there. That's probably pretty freaking accurate from my perspective, right? So the people that are vaccinated probably aren't working. So then what happens whenever the mandates come in, and then half of those people that have been working are no longer going to be working because they don't want to have forced vaccinations? There you have 50% of your fucking workforce just completely gone. And then that starts to break down the supply chain. We're going to go into markets, into to get our food and shit. that we were used to going in and getting is no longer going to be there. And the things that are there is going to be hyperinflated. It's going to cost a shit ton more money to buy it. So there's a lot of things. I went back to the East Coast in the beginning of August, and I'm from a small town, and I went through there. There's like five car dealerships, right? And two of them are used car dealerships. The other three of them are really like Honda, Dodge, and actual real car dealerships. And I went past there. I drove through my town, and there wasn't one fucking car on any of the parking lots. Mm-hmm. Not one. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Why isn't there any cars on any of the in the parking lots?
I can attest to that, Ryder. I can attest to that.
And I went back home. Mm-hmm. I went to my grandma's house, and I'm like, hey, listen, why isn't there any cars on any of these lots? And she said, well, they didn't have the workforce to be able to make the computers that goes in the cars to make them run. Right. And this is a trickle down effect. We haven't even started to begin to feel the effects of what we did in 2020. You just can't shut down the entire fucking world for 2 years and not expect any kind of repercussions.
Right.
Right. And it starts with that. And then it trickles down to every single part of our reality. If we don't have the workers to be able to keep up with the supply and demand of everything in our world, then we don't have it. And that's not the lack of the food and the lack of it's the transportation and the processing of all of it to get it out to the stores. So I think you're spot on that, Charlie, but it's going to trickle down. It's going to start with the restaurants, and then it's going to trickle down to everything else, just like it always happens, you know, with the cars. And then before you know it, it's the food. And then it's just going to be a huge fucking disaster. And I don't really think that people really understand what it means whenever they think of an entire collapse, because that's the whole Build Back Better thing that you were mentioning. It's an entire fucking collapse of the entire system, and it's going to catch a lot of people off guard. Sorry, I rambled.
As long as the dispensaries stay open, we're good.